Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
All right, so you know how you go to concerts. You kind of pick up some fake merchandise. Everybody knows it's fake. Well, so does Beyonce and Jay-Z. And if you think you're going to be selling some fake gear outside of their concerts, not going to happen. The company handling Beyonce and Jay-Z's tour merchandise got a court order halting vultures gunning to sell fake Bey and Jay gear at an upcoming Boston Arena concert. And according to legal docs, this is happening. 310 Merchandising Services got a restraining order in advance of Bey and Jay's August 5th concert at the Gillette Stadium outside of Boston to prevent bootleggers from selling knockoff On the Run merchandise. Now, in those documents obtained by TMZ, the licensing company says it wanted to give local authorities the right to immediately seize any fake OTR2 On the Run 2 merchandise on the spot when they see it. So they say separate civil lawsuits would have been filed and what they estimate would rack up about $450,000 in legal fees. And in those documents also, they even cited other huge touring artists that have gotten this type of green light across the country. So Pink, Katy Perry, and Lady Gaga are already on it. So you need to chill out if that's what your plan is. Faith Evans and Stevie J, $40 million. Not all going to child support court, but this is what it's going to cost for them to host a wedding on a yacht. Faith and Stevie had a quickie Vegas wedding, but they may lock down a $40 million yacht that holds up to 600 guests for a wedding. You do know the wedding might be televised, right? Faith asked about the ability to film on the yacht. VH1 cameras may just capture the elaborate ceremony for Stevie's reality show, Leave It to Stevie. The ceremony could smooth things over with friends and family who, at first reported, were a little upset with the couple that they didn't give them a heads up about their surprise marriage. Faith and Stevie didn't even discuss a budget when they toured the vessel. They say, if you're gonna ask, you can't afford it. Okay. Did you hear about the baller brawl between Tristan Thompson and Draymond Green that happened at an LA nightclub? Not the one on the court, the one at the club. Yes. See, what had happened was NBA stars Tristan Thompson, you know, that's Khloe's baby's dad, and Draymond Green, the little chocolate brother that plays for the Golden whatever State Warriors, whatever. Okay. So they got into a fight, allegedly, that's been building up between them for months. According to Bossa.com, the incident occurred at ESPY Awards weekend at Delilah's nightclub in West Hollywood. Tensions have been high between Tristan and Draymond for a while. This happened during game one of the NBA Finals. Tristan was ejected from the game following an incident with Green. Tristan told Draymond to meet him outside during the post-game press interviews. Draymond said that he had no problem meeting Thompson in the streets, but that didn't happen. Now, rumor has it the two finally met up at that club. Green walked up to Thompson saying, "Hey man, my bad. Let's squash beef." Tristan was like, "Nah, get out my face," and punched him in the face. According to reports, Draymond did not get knocked down. Kevin Durant, LeBron James allegedly stepped in to break up the scuffle. None of the players were seriously hurt. Y'all are grown and rich. Get a grip. So how you doing, Tyson Beckford? This according to Kim Kardashian. All right, she didn't say how you doing, but she did call him sis. So Kim Kardashian has been real obsessive about her weight, and she's been showing all her millions of followers how well she's doing as far as her body and body positivity. Well, model Tyson Beckford didn't think it was so cute, actually commenting on her post saying she is not real. Doctor effed up her right hip. He immediately followed up with another comment. Sorry, I don't care for it personally. Kim Kardashian West clapped back saying, sis, we know why you don't care for it, with the cup of tea, a frog emoji, and the nail polish emoji. If that ain't a how you doing, I don't know what else is. So it's always important that when you get a summons to show up for court, let's just say you need to go. Jacquees is kind of glad that some certain police officers didn't follow that instruction, because due to that situation, the R&B singer will not be going to jail. All charges filed against him connected to a March arrest in Miami have been dismissed. The Cash Money affiliate, according to TMZ, is taken into custody for driving without a seatbelt, disorderly conduct, and failure to obey the lawful order of a police officer. According to a source at the Miami-Dade State's Attorney's Office, only one of the seven arresting officers appeared in court, so the prosecution dropped the case. He had one job, bruh. J.R. Smith is under NYPD investigation for allegedly stealing and chucking a cell phone. You cannot be a celebrity nowadays. According to TMZ, the NYPD is investigating J.R. Smith for allegedly stealing a cell phone from a fan and throwing it into a construction site. Law enforcement sources say they got a call around 2:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, from a guy who says that he tried to take a picture with the Cleveland Cavs star outside of the park, a hot spot in Chelsea. Smith allegedly turned the fan down, telling him no photos, but the guy snapped one anyway. So Smith Smith snapped too, taking his phone. He allegedly approached the fan, snatched the phone out of his hand, and then launched it into a nearby construction zone. The fan claims his $800 phone was damaged and he has filed a report with the police. Smith has not been charged with the crime, but he's been told the cops would like to speak with him as soon as possible. If you'll remember, back in 2015, the former Knicks player was accused of roughing up a heckler outside of a New York pizza joint. Prosecutors decided not to push forward with charges in that case. Smith is not making any comments at this time. I wouldn't either.